committee meetings for January 4th, 2016 will come to order. Please turn off our signs, electronic devices. Mr. Andre, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bushwick?
Here.
Councilmember Reesaw?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Musa?
Here.
Cardia Costa?
Here.
Mayor Norman?
Here. Minutes for the December 14th meeting, a copy of in your package. If you have any corrections, let us know. If not, we'll be on the agenda for next time, as is. Next is committee, Public Works, speed bumps. I gathered some information for the council members, the types of speed bumps and the distances between the speed bumps. And it's just, you know, if you go, that was a procedure that went along with this from the city of Austin, Texas. And it's, you don't want to see the rest of it, you just don't want to.
That exciting?
No, it's a city, you know what I mean? They have all, yeah, I mean, they have mathematic formulas and just point system and all that. Basically, what applies to us is a very long block, 1,600 feet. It says three or more pumps, so you put them anywhere you want, really. In that procedure, they make suggestions like don't put them in front of somebody's house or by manhole, you know, stuff like that. I guess what it boils down to is you got to decide whether you want them, first of all, and secondly, if you want them, which kind you want.
Where are we talking about putting speed bumps at?
Ori Drive.
Ori Drive. The parish got a good thing where they got to get the citizens involved and get a petition and everything.
So does Austin.
Make sure enough people want it.
So does Austin. Two-thirds it takes in Austin, but that's Austin.
That was suggested to the citizen who came here and it was not. Anyway, this is where we are.
Yeah. So, whatever y'all want to do, just let us, you know, make a motion and.
Were you here last time when that lady came and talked about?
Yes, Dick.
Ori Drive problems with speeding and outside.
If he had been here, he'd remember.
Yeah. So two residents came and asked about it.
Do we know the cost of these things?
No, I'm assuming.
I assume.
The bigger, the more expensive, you know.
The hops will allow a little more speed than the bumps.
Couldn't tell you. Well, you know anything about this?
No, a little bit I read too. The big long ones, you got to slow down or you're going to damage your car if you hit it too hard.
The ones I sent everybody a picture this morning, those kind of look like, I think the parish put those down. They were kind of like, they almost look temporary kind of. You know, it looks like they had two pieces on each side and it almost looked like it was nailed in with.
You get them that way, they big heavy duty rubber type mats. Uh-huh. And they're bolted down into the concrete.
Yeah.
Some people use that for quick installation versus digging up a spot and gradually building up asphalt on it to make that speed rolling home.
Well, my concern,
then you get the metal ones that are just a curve that's bolted across the street.
And of course, we got the same concern that happened with the parish. They put them out in these neighborhoods and they had to go remove them.
Yep.
So we have to really be aware if we're going to spend the money to put them and do a big pump and dig up asphalt.
And I prefer if we go to around, get the boat down, the rubber kind. I've done a lot of research on them between Florida and Governor near Beverstone, you know, testing them out. They're pretty smooth. They're not, you know, you do have to slow down, like Ross said, they're kind of longer and they're more gradual, but, you know, they don't look that bad.
If you hit them too hard in the front or rear of your car,
that's going to throw you
especially
up.
If you got a low riding car.
And but they seem to work pretty well. There's several streets and they work kind of up like that and down. Maybe somewhere between the middle one and the bottom one. Kind of besides. They're not an eyesore either. Kind of
no, the more you have to really put good signage or paint so people know they're there. So driving in the middle of the night, you don't hit it at high speeds.
They have sound that they write it, but yeah. Italy, on the backside, they got that yellow reflect paint on them.
Yep.
They're not bad.
Okay, well, anybody wants to make a proposal next week, you know, which, how many and what size we, you know, we'll implement, I mean, I'm not sure the design of the middle and bottom one, the top one.
What it costs for one of those things?
I have to apologize, I got back with Wayne Lake, Baton Rouge, just like Austin, has this long 25 to 30 page document to go into this research and study and grading system and everything else. But what it does tell you, talk about, is the concerns of putting in, make sure your emergency services are aware of them, because it also slows them down. Now, if you need police protection at the other end, a fire protection or ambulance, they gotta slow down for those things too before they tear up their cars going across. So it's all those issues you gotta look at and think about. But I understood that lady's comments in here too, because we all do it, long straight streets. There's a handful of people who can slow down.
There was a guy on my street, I was changing oil in my car, my truck yesterday, and by the time he got to the end of my street, he was going at least 70, because he goosed it when he got in front of my house, and he was rolling, man. Like a little golf ball being hit down the road, but it's small so fast.
I think the hops, I did a little Googling them this morning, and the hops give you a little bit more speed, up to like 20 miles an hour. The bumps are 5 to 10 miles an hour. You got to slow that bunch down, you know. So, and the prices vary depending on how wide and how long they were across there. And they were from anywhere from around $150 up to $600 or $700 for the one, temporary, portable.
Didn't the parish implement a thing that says you have to get the council member has to get the thing signed before you put them in?
Right. It depends on whose district it starts in.
Yeah.
Somebody would come to that council member, and then they would institute the beginning of the process. And then the parish actually goes to the people. I've already said in my district, I'm not for any speed bump. Do not come talk to me.
Yep.
A speed bump is a law enforcement issue.
Yeah. Let me ask you, how many people?
Speeding on that street, law enforcement is not taking care of what they need to take care of.
How many have come to the council since that procedure was implemented?
One, and about 5% of the people signed the petition.
Yeah, but that'd be more than that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So nothing happened.
Yeah, nothing happened.
What happens is there's four or five bad people doing this, exactly, and you're trying to penalize a whole bunch of citizens.
Right.
So this is the way the bad apple spoils the whole bunch. I don't think it's a good idea. I'm not for it anywhere in my district, of which part of it's here, and really part of it's in Addison. And so I got some unincorporated areas, but I've already told everybody that's asked me about them, don't come talk to me. I didn't vote for the policy, and I think it's a bad idea.
Well, we had two people. That's why I asked about the petition last month. You know, they may be the only two on that street, that long street with a lot of houses that want it. And once we put it down, you may have the rest of them show up saying, what'd you do that for? We didn't have a chance to.
That ain't a long street brewing either. We're talking about long street.
I don't want you guys to get the impression that other people sitting up here think it's a good idea.
Well,
I mean, I don't know, I think it's a bad idea.
I think it's a bad idea.
In general, too. You know what I mean? Hey.
How many tickets we done roll on that street?
Chief, I don't know. Do we patrol that street?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't.
We sat down there many times.
I know y'all put the sign up right after.
It's the same on every street in town. They got one or two people that really are concerned with that's offended when somebody goes a little fast in front of the house.
Uh-huh.
It's the same one or two people on every street. It's not a, that's there's one person on that street that complains about people speeding on there.
Shall we move on? Planning and zoning, there's a lady named Lisa Tripode Morris, who'd like a encroachment to build a fence and a patio. That's your next street. You gonna recuse yourself? No. All right, it's pretty simple. It's the same thing as always. You know, there's no setback problems or anything like that. So, Finance Committee reviewed December bills in the package, in case anybody's interested. received them already, so, in case you have any questions or comments.
You bought a picnic table?
We did.
For the back?
For the back, for the police department and the...
Gotcha.
Anybody wants to eat outside on a pretty day, you can go there.
I'll figure it out.
Just nice, all of them.
Okay, anybody have any questions? Okay, next item, discuss resolution number one of 2016, revenue refunding bond series. Mr. Jim Ryan met with us, and Jim is going to be the person who leads us through this process. And the resolution, we just got it today, I didn't read it yet, but it basically is what he needs to go to the bonding commission, right? It's the first step in many. Jim, if you want to come up here and, you know, you don't have to, but I mean, if you want to just generally tell them what you told us, you know, that about the deal.
Thank you, Jim Ryan with Government Consultants. Appreciate y'all letting me be here tonight. My firm's been the financial advisor to the parish council for 16 years or so, I don't remember, it's been a long time. But the mayor reached out to us about possibly obtaining $200,000 in new money for some sewer work improvements. And we looked at your outstanding debt, and we realized that if we restructured that debt and lowered the interest rate on it, which we can do, it's a little bit higher than market rates right now, we can lower that interest rate on it and stretch the maturities out with some new money and pretty much keep your payments exactly where you are now and still achieve you about $200,000 worth of new money to use. So that's kind of the plan right now. I told the mayor, the resolution that you'll see is called a not-to-exceed resolution, and you'll notice it says not-to-exceed $1 million. It's a little bit higher interest rate than we think it'll be, a longer term than we think it will be. The way the state bond commission works, where I used to work with the state bond commission, I know Don remembers that too, I worked there as the local government debt analyst and chief debt officer for 5 years. The thing with the bond commission is when we draw our box that we're going to play in as far as the amount and the length and the interest rate, we always make it bigger and longer and higher than we think, because if we're off by a dollar or off by 1/100% or off by, you know, something like that, then you got to start the whole process over. And this is about a 4 or 5 month process. The mayor and Debbie and I met in mid-December. We finally got this resolution knocked out today. We'll be back at the regular meeting. But as the mayor said, this resolution really is to tell us to go forward. It tells you, you know, we're going to get this financial advisor, a bond attorney, an underwriter, and the three y'all go to the state bond commission, make application, get approval. We'll have to come back to the city 2 more times at least before this process is complete. So you'll see me a few more times here.
And I might add that there's a couple of contracts that I'm going to need permission to sign. Next week, but that his fees and all that are rolled into the whole deal.
Right, and those really aren't, they're really not contracts that don't obligate you anything or bind you anything with the...
That's the one to do it.
Yeah, no, absolutely, I think it's a good, and I encourage your city attorney to review them. Their disclosure letters required under the Securities and Exchange Commission under the new Dodd-Frank bill. And the first one is what we call a general disclosure letter. It says, we as a financial advisor do these things. And basically what they say is, we have to have a fiduciary responsibility to you. We have to act in your best interest. We have to disclose to you if I can't act in your best interest. And I have to put my best interest ahead of yours. Then the second letter is a transactional letter that specifically identifies this transaction per the parameters set out in that resolution. So they kind of match up, and it says we're going to do the same thing, and basically, again, we have a fiduciary responsibility to y'all under the Securities and Exchange Commission. And he's not required to sign them. We're required to ask him to sign them, to say we can say we told him we have to do these things, and if he doesn't sign them, yeah, it'll be good. But that's it. Thank y'all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jim, thank you. Roy, speaking of that, when, I know y'all are designing and working on, I hope y'all are working on the design. When will you get to the point where you can give us a better number or a better number for what we might end up needing to borrow? Time. I'm not going to hold you to it.
I'm shooting for the end of the month when I hope to have it back to submit to the health department.
No, I'm not talking about approved drawings. I'm talking about when you got enough, where you understand the scope and you can put some numbers to that.
Well, the real world is you get bid numbers all over the market. Depending on the market, they'd be high right now because of wet conditions. You get a dry condition. Depends on workloads. Because I think when I submitted or showed you and Wayne some numbers, I got bids one day at $4 a foot, and the next guy's bidding $6.50 a foot, and you're doing 10,000.
All you can do is estimate it, but we're going to need a number. We're going to need a number, an estimate number.
You know, we're starting to replay with that 200,000 is pretty close.
We always know that you deal with high numbers.
Stuff you put up. Jim, don't raise your hand. Now he says high number.
Didn't say this in front of one there.
Don't say it, it's good.
But the application we're submitting is actually going to give you about 500 cushion. So,
I'm not worried about the installation. I'm not worried about the cost of installation. I'm worried about the cost of engineering. You know, you give him $1 million to shoot at, he's going to come at $990,000. Anybody got any questions?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
At what stage do we need to get documents to access the property that we're talking about?
Well, when we have a design, we'll know where the servitude is going
to
be.
You need to have it before you put a contractor on the site.
No, but you're going to show us where the design is, and he'll take that, he'll draw it up and say starting at this point and going to this point, and we'll present it to Oscar.
Well, talking to Wayne, I use the name Oscar, you use Wayne, and Oscar talked about it, and it swapped sides of his property twice.
Yeah.
But I've drawn it on the north side of his property, which will probably be the best.
Yeah.
Least interference with driveways and the rest.
Yeah, he doesn't really care.
It's up to him, because if we're putting it within 15 feet of his property line, and you get us another 20 or 25 so the tractors and trucks can drive up and down.
Construction servitude.
We most probably won't disturb too many trees, but if he wants it within 3 feet of the fence, anything that's on the fence is going to be killed, or because excavation equipment will tear it up.
I may regret saying this, but I don't think he really cares. He just...
That's kind of what... Because when it really comes down to it, is the contractor going to have to preserve what fence is there or not? Or does he really want that fence line clean so he can put up a new fence?
He did on the other side.
What questions that really get into it?
He did on the other side, but not on this side. He kind of dropped that idea. But if he says he wants it, we'll do it. Yes, we've got to have it. But the answer to the question is the servitude documents would be put together based on where the design actually is. That's not that hadn't started yet.
And right now it's proposed right off the north property line.
Yeah, I mean, we can draw it up in that sort of
sense.
And Jim, do you anticipate an extension of our current termination of our bonds now? By how many years would you guess? I mean, they're pretty close. One of them I know is pretty close to being paid off.
And what we were doing, Dallas, we were trying to keep your debt service about this, what you were paying now. So your existing debt, if I have that done, I may not have that.
I was just curious to see how long we're extending.
So Don, I think your existing debt is paid out in 2023.
Okay.
And we would stretch it out to 2037, so it puts an additional 14 years. But at the same time, we're going to lower the interest rate on it.
Yeah.
You'll actually wind up, even with the new money, you'll actually wind up saving like $6,000 or $7,000 a year for those first to 2023 when it would have been paid off. So, but after 2023 when it would have been paid off, you're paying the new note at the $200,000 a year. But even stretching out, we can lower the interest rate enough on your old debt that between now and the time it would have been paid off, you'll actually be making a smaller payment, including the payment you're making on the $200,000 new money.
Great.
Yeah. Anybody else? Moving on. Review liquor licenses, renewals of, including Back Brewery Grocery. Enough said about that. Personnel committee, is there anything? Thank you, Jim. Recreation committee, is there anything? I'm not aware. Police committee, chief? Tell this policeman here, did I do something? I know.
Oh, no, I didn't. We thought going to eat after.
Oh.
I have a personnel.
Was my phone busy when y'all called?
Oh, no, sir. We're done.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You got it if you want.
Well,
You want to invite, no, no, I got a personnel matter I need to take care of the next meeting.
So you want to put it on the agenda?
Yes, sir.
Anybody have an objection to that? All right, government affairs, I'm not aware of anything.
Someone said that about Tree City here, about?
Yes.
Okay. We received a letter last week from the Arbor Day, National Arbor Day Foundation, stating that Rowley has been named a Tree City for 2015. And it involves a lot of paperwork in addition to our Arbor Day ceremony, but Patricia Thibodeau is the one that takes care of all the paperwork, so we thank her for getting that done.
Good, thank you. Anything else? Other matters, I'm not aware of any others. Mayor's report, I don't have anything. Mark's personal privilege, anyone?
Did the state issue a liquor license to the Bagwell Liquor Company? It's up for renewal, you know, they actually have one.
I'd rather not answer that, frankly, I'm just sick of it. Is anybody going to answer that?
It's pending right now?
If it's a renewal of a license that doesn't exist?
I've sent an email and left phone message.
We have approved a liquor license in the town.
Yeah, the town has approved it, then, okay.
Just because the town approves it, you don't have a license unless you have one.
Right.
It's been more than 35 days, huh?
I don't understand what you're asking.
We don't know.
Y'all don't know. The state, they had 35 days to act on it, right?
Yeah.
Did they act on it, my question, I guess?
Well, okay, what is it?
That assumes the second application was delivered to the state. We don't know that.
If it is the first application they did, if it is the second application, we don't know.
The original application was denied by the state, and that's pending, that's in litigation.
Right.
Second application was received by and approved by the town. As of the last I was told in November, it was not received by the state. Don't know if that's checked.
Well, they actually, the second one delivered like before Christmas, I mean, like a week ago or something. I don't remember.
I want to say last week.
Last week.
But that's the renewal.
Right, the renewal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure.
The only other thing is, on December 19th, there was a ceremony to dedicate a new marker that's on the south driveway of town hall property. Mrs. Virgie Dickerson McCarco purchased that in honor of her father, who was, at the age of 35, was recruited, drafted to serve in World War II, and he chose to be a Marine, and the Marines at the time was segregated. So he was sent to Montford Point, and he became not one of the group known as the Montford Point Marines that saw action in World War II. And so she had a ceremony here to dedicate that, and we want to thank Chief for getting those chairs put out there. Thank you for that, Chief.
You know, I have something. A citizen came to me last week, and asked about the levee project. And he said he walked up on the levee project, and since he rides a bicycle, he couldn't make the corner, couldn't make the turn to get up. And it's very steep. So I immediately sloughed that off on the parish. And he told me at a funeral Saturday that they directed him to Kevin Durbin. And he says Kevin Durbin told him the concrete on the side is for aesthetic purposes only. It's not supposed to be a walking track or a bicycle track. I find that.
Part that's going up the.
Yeah. He says Kevin told him that. Now, I didn't say Kevin told me that. And I haven't talked to Kevin today, you know.
That's how you're supposed to get up to it.
I was told.
While you walk through the grass, you're supposed to.
That was an ADA requirement.
I got you. Whatever. I'm just saying, he told me at a funeral Saturday that he was told that by Kevin. Can you check on that for us? Yeah, right when you get to the end of Main Street. When you get to Main Street, that concrete right there, it's all on the side and eroded out and now it's not eroded and now.
I was told that was for wheelchair accessibility, not being able to ride a bike up and down.
Okay, can you check on that?
I will.
They're putting a handrailing on it, look like.
I don't know nothing about this. It's a parish's project. All I'm telling you is what the guy told me at a funeral in church, fired up Saturday morning. And I really didn't want to talk about it even if I wasn't in church.
Yeah.
So I, you know, that's all I know. He jumped all over.
I'm sure they would be long for it.
No, the rock is a bicycle up the ramp.
I ain't telling me nothing. All right, anybody else? Remarks of personal privilege. Announcements, town hall will be closed January 18th in observance of Civil Rights Day. Landmark Heritage Meeting is the 25th of January at 6:30. And Addis Mardi Gras Parade will be January 31st in Addis. And I will not be attending. I'll be in Florida. I know there'll be crushes. Do you have a motion to adjourn? Move Mr. Rhodes, seconded by Mr. Richard. All in favor say aye. Oh, anyway, any comments from the audience? All in favor say aye. All opposed nay. Aye. Aye.